Heavenly Father, we are before you with hearts full of gratitude and praise for the gift of this sweet hour of prayer. Lord, you have opened for us a fountain of cleansing in this noon hour so that we may repent, that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. O Lord God of hosts, who is mighty like you, O Lord? Your faithfulness surrounds you. O Lord God of hosts, blessed is the man who trusts in you. Lord Jesus, we pray that our meditation would be sweet to you this afternoon, for we will be glad in you, Lord. Enlarge our hearts, Lord, to make room for more of your love. Clear the channels so that you can pour through us your blessings upon the earth. For it's in your mighty, redeeming, glorious name, Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, good afternoon, warriors. It's good to see you all. I'm glad you could be here for this wonderful, beautiful, sweet hour of prayer this afternoon. All of you on the West Coast at Calvary Chapel Chino Hills, it's a joy to be able to pray with you. And everyone who's listening in between, it's just a privilege to just join our hearts together in this season and blanket this nation in prayer. And especially at this noon hour, to stand in the gap and to repent and clear the channels and open up the heavens so that the Lord can pour down his blessings upon this land. This morning we began with our devotion from Isaiah 44. And in verse 6 we read that thus says the Lord, the King of Israel and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts. I am the first and I am the last. Besides me, there is no God. You know, our Lord is showing us in this season, really opening up our hearts to the knowledge of who he is, because we know that how we view our God really impacts how we pray, and if we pray at all. And as we go through this journey, he's revealing to us his many attributes, his character, to strengthen us, really to strengthen our faculties, our spiritual faculties, so that we will have greater understanding and illumination of him. And he just wants us to be able to grow in the knowledge of him, so we'll be able to stand strong in his might, in his strength. There's a verse that I wanted us to really look at that goes prior to that, and it's in chapter 44 of Isaiah. But it begins in verse 3. He says, "But I will pour water on him who is thirsty, and floods on the dry ground. I will pour my spirit on your descendants, and my blessing on your offspring. They will spring up among the grass like willows by the watercourses." And the reason I want us to look at that verse is because this is the last day of the Feast of Tabernacles. If you remember when we began our journey last week, we were beginning at the opening season of Feast of Tabernacles, which is the Jewish festival of the booths or Sukkot. This is when, in traditional Jewish families, they will build these temporary structures or booths outside their homes as an opportunity to celebrate and commemorate the years of wandering in the wilderness when they were under the shelter of the Lord, when he led them by the pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. They were guided by his presence. And so they commemorate that every year. And it was really fitting for us as we begin our journey, as we come under the banner of the name of Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts, where really he wanted us to start out with that understanding that we're coming under his shelter in this season. He wants us to come out from the world and shelter under him and his strength so that he can strengthen us in this season. And so this last day is significant because in the scriptures, it was on the last and greatest day that our Lord Jesus stood and declared this. This is from John chapter 7. It's verses 37 and 38. He says, "On the last and greatest day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, 'If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. And he's speaking about the Holy Spirit, which we just read about in Isaiah chapter 44 there. So the Lord is, his desire is to pour out his Spirit on his people. And we know Pentecost has already come. So we're not looking to repeat Pentecost, but we do want to perpetuate it. We need a refilling. We need a pouring out of the Spirit upon us. And this is a season for the Lord to do that for us, to refresh us and to fill us and to strengthen us. And so we commemorate today this last and greatest day of the feast as we come before the Lord to pour out our hearts like water before him. You know, it says in Zechariah that this is actually going to be the one feast that is continued in the millennial kingdom. It says this in Zechariah 14. And it shall come to pass that everyone who is left of all the nations which came against Jerusalem shall go up from year to year to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, and to keep the Feast of the Tabernacles. And that's going to be during the millennial kingdom for 1,000 years, year after year. They're going to celebrate this great feast of our Lord. And it's just a beautiful picture of the Lord sheltering and covering his people, providing for them, and then pouring out his Spirit upon them. And so let's go before the Lord in this hour and really pour out our hearts before him and allow him to break open that fountain of cleansing, to pour forth his Spirit and do that continual sanctifying work that he needs to do in our lives to cleanse us of all that is self and sin and the world, to really get at that flesh that's still within us. I mean, we're always going to be battling that. But he wants to cleanse us. And he wants to clear the channel so that we can have the closest, deepest, most intimate relationship with our Lord. He loves us. We're learning he's jealous for us with that vehement, zealous flame, fire of love for us that won't let us go. And part of that fiery flame of the Lord, it burns, and it's going to burn away. It's going to purify us. And with the refiner's fire, so that we come forth as pure gold, so that he can see his beautiful, glorious reflection in us, so that we can be transformed into the character of Christ. That's why the Lord's given us the Holy Spirit as this amazing gift to dwell within us, to use his word, to wash us with the word, to empty us of ourself, to fill us with more of Jesus, because the Lord has promised us that he came to fill us with the fullness of himself. And he wants us to have that abundant life. And we're here today to hear the heart of the Lord for ourselves personally, where we need personal cleansing, but also as a body to stand in the gap on behalf of the body of Christ and to really pray for those areas of weakness where there are divisions, where there are parts of the body that need to be attended to so that we can become a whole and healthy body and be able to serve the Lord, and then to stand in the gap, in the gap with regards to our nation and this world with all its corruption and immorality and sin. There needs to be a great cleansing, and we want the Lord to just pour forth his water upon this land, to flood this earth with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea, and just bring a great flood of cleansing. And we can break open that fountain by repenting and praying. We know from 2 Chronicles 7:14 that if my people will humble themselves and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, repent, I will heal this land. He's going to heal it if we're willing to do it. But judgment begins in the house of the Lord, and that's why we're here this hour. So I invite you to come to the altar if you feel comfortable doing that. We've got these rugs here to come and just pray. The microphone will be here for you to do that. There's also a microphone in the center. Please feel free to come up and pray into the microphone so that those who are listening hear the prayers. You never know when you're praying the scriptures and pouring forth your heart what your prayer is going to do to break something in somebody else. We're ministering to others in this church as we're here praying. and it's going out across the airways. So I just encourage you, let your voices be heard, let your prayers be heard, and let's let the Holy Spirit lead us as we pray with a spirit of repentance. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, how grateful we are, Lord, for the blessing and gift of this sanctified, sweet hour of prayer. Lord, we ask right now that you would just close the door on the world to us now. Just tuck us away under the shelter of your wing, Lord. We want to come under the power and might of your great name, Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts. To silence our burdened hearts and quiet every distracting noise. It's your voice we want to hear, our shepherd, your voice of love ministering to our hearts and instructing us in this time of repentance so that we can find healing and strength in our weakened and powerless state as your body, Lord. God, help us to be honest. Lord, to address those areas that you are going to touch with your mighty hand. You're going to show us our flesh, Lord. We thank you that you've given us your word and the indwelling power of your Holy Spirit, Lord, to lead us and guide us, Lord, into your fountain of cleansing, to sanctify us by your truth, Lord. We need to be purged of every fleshly defilement and of every sinful thought, of every wrong ambition and every carnal desire, if we're to be useful to you, Lord. You say, be clean, you vessels of the Lord. So our hearts are before you, Lord. Holy Spirit, come with your launderer's soap. Do your mighty cleansing, purifying work. Send forth your refiner's fire. Make us holy to the Lord. Show us, Lord, those areas we need to repent of, Lord. Lead us as we pray. We want to bring glory and honor to your name, Lord. We want you to be able to hear our prayers, and we want nothing to block that flow. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties and see if there's any wicked way in me and lead me in the way everlasting. Lord, our hearts are before you now. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities who heals all your diseases and redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like eagles. The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far as he removed our transgressions from us. As a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him, for he knows our frame and remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are like grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourishes. For the wind passes over it and it is gone, and its place remembers it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those who remember his commandments to do them. Oh Lord, we want to be faithful to your commands, Lord. Forgive us, Lord, where we have not stayed true to your word, where we have disregarded those things, Lord, that are for our safety. And we've added things that you never commanded. Lord, make us obedient to your commands. Give us a loving heart, Lord, that wants to honor you in all of our ways. Take away that rebellious heart within us, Lord. Give us a yielded, pliable, teachable heart that wants to bring glory only to your name. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but to your name give glory, we pray.
Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, you have seen all the that I have brought on Jerusalem and all the cities of Judah. And behold, this day they are in desolation, and no one dwells in them because of their wickedness, which they have committed to provoke me to anger, in that they went to burn incense and to serve other gods whom they did not know, nor you, nor your fathers. However, I have sent to you all my servants, the prophets, rising early and sending them, saying, oh, do not do this horrible thing that I hate. Oh God, why do we do, Lord, what we know you hate? God, help your church, your people to do better, God. To ask ourselves questions, why? Why would we want to do, Lord, what we know you hate? And you make it very clear, God, the things that you hate. God, you hate a double standard. God, you hate diverse weights. Lord Jesus, you hate haughty eyes, God, pride, lying tongues, Lord Jesus. You hate the hands that kill the innocent and hearts that plot evil. You feet that race, God, to do evil after they've plotted it in their minds. They are so quick to live it out. You hate false witnesses. You hate those who sow discord among the brethren. And God, you hate divorce. Forgive us, God, we deserve your wrath. But God, in wrath, remember mercy. Send your spirit out in a greater measure, God, on your church. May we not stop proclaiming the truth, God, that even one, God, one may turn to you in repentance, God, and change their ways. Help us to change our ways. Lord Jesus, in Jesus' name I pray, amen.
O Lord, great and awesome God, who keeps his covenant and mercy with those who love him and with those who keep his commandments, we have sinned and committed iniquity. We have done wickedly and rebelled, even by departing from your precepts and your judgments. Neither have we heeded your servants, the prophets, who spoke in your name to our kings and our princes, to our fathers and all the people of the land. O Lord, righteousness belongs to you, but to us shame of face, as it is this day, to the men of Judah, to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and all Israel, those near and those far off, and all the countries to which you have driven them, because of their unfaithfulness which they have committed against you. O Lord, to us belongs shame of face, to our kings, our princes, and our fathers, because we have sinned against you. To the Lord our God belong mercy and forgiveness, though we have rebelled against him. We have not obeyed the voice of the Lord our God to walk in his laws which he set before us by his servants the prophets. Yes, all Israel has transgressed your law and has departed so as not to obey your voice. Therefore, the curse and the oath written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, have been poured out on us because we have sinned against him. And he has confirmed our words, which he spoke against us and against our judges who judged us, by bringing upon us a great disaster. For under the whole heaven such has never been done as what has been done in Jerusalem. As it is written in the law of Moses, all this disaster has come upon us. Yet we have not made our prayer before the Lord our God, that we might turn from our iniquities and understand your truth. Therefore the Lord has kept this disaster in mind and brought it upon us. For the Lord our God is righteous in all the works which he does, though we have not obeyed his voice. And now, O Lord our God, who brought your people out of the land of Egypt with a mighty hand and made yourself a name as it is to this day, we have sinned and we have done wickedly. O Lord, according to all your righteousness, I pray, let your anger and your fury be turned away from your city, Jerusalem, your holy mountain, because our sins and for the iniquities of our fathers, Jerusalem and your people are a reproach to those around us. Now, therefore, our God, hear the prayer of your servant and his supplications, and for the Lord's sake, cause your face to shine on your sanctuary, which is desolate. O my God, incline your ear and hear. Open your eyes and see our desolations in the city which is called by your name. For we do not present our supplications before you because of our righteous deeds, but because of your great mercies. O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, listen and act. Do not delay for your own sake, my God, for your city and your people are called by your name.
Lord God, you said your house should be a house of prayer, God. And we have not because we ask not. Lord Jesus, we have neglected this sacred privilege we have, God, to commune with the Lord God Almighty. I pray, Lord, that you'll forgive us, God, for this. But in this hour of repentance, God, I want to thank you, Lord, for the leaders, the pastors that you have given us. God, men who know you and love you, God, who stand for righteousness and integrity, God, who do make your house a house of prayer, God, I pray for these pastors, Lord Jesus, that you will give them a spirit of courage, Lord Jesus, that you will galvanize them by your spirit, Lord God, that they will be men among men, that they will say every word you want them to say and not shrink back. Lord. We thank you, God, for the godly leaders you have given us. God, may we respect them. May we honor them, Lord, and help them, God, accomplish all that you have ordained them to do. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Lord, as we've entered your gates with thanksgiving and your courts with praise, we just love you. You are the only, Jesus, you are intercessor. Thank you for taking our prayers to our Heavenly Father, and thank you for the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. And Lord, we just love you so much. You're the only one that said, that rose from the dead and says, love your enemies. Lord, we pray for those that act like our enemies, but we love them, Lord, and we pray for their souls first, Lord. And Lord, it says in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 11 through 17, thus Solomon finished the house of Jehovah and the king's house, and all that came into Solomon's heart to make in the house of Jehovah and in his own house, he prosperously effected. And Jehovah appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and have chosen this place to be for myself, this place to myself for a house of sacrifice. If I shut up the heavens so that there is no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. Now mine eyes shall be open and mine ears attent unto the prayer that is made in this place. For now I have chosen and hallowed this house that my name may be there forever, and mine eyes and my heart shall be there perpetually. And as for thee, if thou wilt walk before me as David thy father walked, and do according to all that I have commanded thee, and wilt keep my statutes and mine ordinances, then I will establish the throne of thy kingdom according as I covenanted with David thy father, saying, there shall not fail thee a man to be ruler in Israel. And Lord, I just lift up, I just pray that one day we'll have people that would be running for the government that you establish, that either one would do a good job, that one, they would both know you, Lord. I pray for the souls of those that don't know you. I pray for those that laugh at you and don't know you. Lord, I just lift them up. I pray that you'll take the veil off their eyes and let them see the truth. I pray John 8:32 that they'll know the truth. The truth will set them free, Lord. Lord, I just lift up leadership in this country and the church for all those that are just will not participate because of a speck in their a log in their eye when there's a speck in someone else's. Lord, I pray that those that say they know you, they really do know you, and that they listen to the Holy Spirit in them, Lord. And then we're in your temple here in the physical. The temple is us, Lord. We're the temple. I pray for Christians and those that profess to be Christians to truly listen to the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus.
Now the man had relations with his wife Eve, and she conceived gave birth to Cain. And she said, I've gotten man-child with the help of the Lord. Again, she gave birth to his brother Abel. And Abel was a keeper of flocks, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. So it came about in the course of time that Cain brought an offering to the Lord of the fruit of the ground. Abel, on his part, also brought of the firstlings of the flock and of their fat portions. And the Lord had regard for Abel and for his offering, but for Cain and for his offering, he had no regard. So Cain became very angry, and his countenance fell. Then the Lord said to Cain, why are you angry, and why has your countenance fallen? If you do well, will not your countenance be lifted up? And if you do not do well, sin is crouching at the door, and its desire is for you, but you must master it. Cain told Abel, his brother, and it came about when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and killed him. Then the Lord said to Cain, where is Abel, your brother? And he said, I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper? He said, what have you done? The voice of your brother's blood is crying to me from the ground. Now you are cursed from the ground, which has opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. Father God, you tell us that while sin is crouching at our door, Lord, that we can master it, Lord. You've given us the power to do that. And Father God, we just pray that we would master it, Lord. We pray that we would give the best of ourselves to you, Lord. And that was the problem here, Lord, that Cain was not giving his best, Lord. And I pray that we would give you our best and that you would bless us because of it, that we would put away all the things that are not important. Instead of making those idols, Lord, that we would make you our one and only God in our lives, Lord, and that we would give you our best. And Lord, that you would take any anger away and bitterness, Lord, and that we would choose to say no to sin, Lord, that when it's crouching and there are so many ways with young people and just everyone, Lord, there's so many ways that sin is crouching at our door, Lord, and I pray we would just use your power, Father, that in us to resist that, Lord, and run to you in Jesus' name.
If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on the things of the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Therefore put to death your members which are on earth, fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, covetousness, which is idolatry. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience, in which you yourselves once walked when you lived in them. But now you yourselves are to put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Do not lie to one another, since you've put off the old man with his deeds and have put on the new man, who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him. Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised nor uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is all and in all. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you must do. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching, and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in the heart, in your hearts to the Lord. Whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him.
Father God. Lord God Almighty, have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion. Blot out my transgressions. Wash away all my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions and my sin is always before you. And against you and you alone have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight. So you are right in your verdict and justified when you judge. Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me. Yet you desired faithfulness even in the womb. You taught me wisdom in that secret place. Cleanse me with hyssop, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness, and let the bones you have crushed rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquity. O Father God, create in us a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within us, O Lord. Father God, you are coming mightily, Lord Jesus. All things are known, Father God. Even if we do not speak them, you see them. And yet, you love us with a love, Lord Jesus, we can't even explain. Restore us the joy of our salvation. Grant us a willing spirit, Lord Jesus, sustain us. Teach us, Lord Jesus, your ways, that we would turn back to you. Thank you for your goodness. Father, have mercy on us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love. In honor, giving preference to one another, not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer. Distributing to the needs of the saints, given to hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice, and weep with those who weep. Be of the same mind toward one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. Do not be wise in your own opinion. Repay no one evil for evil. Have regard for good things in the sight of all men. If it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath, for it is written, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay," says the Lord. Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink. For in so doing, you will heap coals of fire on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Lord, we address the sin of gossip. Gossip harms with idle and reckless talk about another. Slander, which is sometimes an outgrowth of gossip, dishonors others with malicious, false, and defamatory statements. Proverbs 11:13 says, a gossip betrays a confidence, but a trustworthy man keeps a secret. Proverbs 16:28 says, a perverse man stirs up dissension, and a gossip separates close friends. Leviticus 19:16 tells us, do not go about spreading slander among your people. And James 4:11, brothers, do not slander one another. Anyone who speaks against his brother or judges him speaks against the law and judges it. When you judge the law, you are not keeping it, but sitting in judgment on it. O Lord, Titus 3 tells us to remind the people to be subject to rulers and authorities and to be obedient, to be ready to do whatever is good and to slander no one, but to be peaceable and considerate, to show true humility to all men. So we repent, Lord, of gossip. We've all been guilty of it, Lord, and it causes divisions in the church, especially, Lord, your body. So, Lord, we want to be like you, Lord Jesus. We want your character. Lord, you are a great encourager. Lord, when they threw that woman who was caught in adultery at your feet, you stooped down and you wrote in the sand, Lord, because you knew the sand, the wind would blow away what you were writing. And then when you stood up, you said to her, woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you? And she said, no one, sir. And Jesus looked at her and declared, neither do I condemn you. Go now and leave your life of sin. O Lord, forgive us for gossiping loose lips that slander and hurt those when we don't even know what's going on in their lives. Forgive us, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that we can come to your fountain of cleansing and be washed in your blood. And that when we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Lord, give to your church pure lips that out of the fruit of our lips, Lord, we will offer a sacrifice of praise to your name. In Jesus' name.
Colossians 3, verse 12. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Lord, forgive us for being quick to be offended, quick to respond harshly when we need to be quick with compassion, when hatefulness is on our tongue instead of kindness, when pride that so easily wants to rule. Lord, this is not of you. I pray that you would help us to be men and women that bear with each other because you have forgiven our sin. You have forgiven my sin, and it is many, Lord Jesus. You have saved me from a pit. I pray that you would help me to be a woman that forgives quickly, Lord Jesus. that you would remind me of where you brought me from, God. The reason I wake in the morning is because you have put breath in my lungs, God. That is a gift from you. Lord Jesus, I pray that we would put on love and that you would bind them all together in perfect unity, Lord. We pray, God, that if there are children we're trying to win over, that we would go to our knees and that your love would come out of our mouth, God. We pray for husbands, Lord, that might be far from you. We pray that we as women especially would win them over, God, by the way we act and vice versa. Intercede over every single person here today. And I pray that you would make us men and women of love, Lord Jesus, because that is who you are. You are faithful, even when we are not. In Jesus' name.
Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep his testimonies, who seek him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity, they walk in his ways. You have commanded us to keep your precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep your statutes, then I would not be ashamed when I looked into all your commandments. I will praise you with uprightness of heart when I learn your righteous judgments. I will keep your statutes. Oh, do not forsake me utterly. How can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to your word. With my whole heart I have sought you. Oh, let me not wander from your commandments. Your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you.
Lord, forgive me. I've been claiming that it's no longer I who lives, but you who live in me, but my flesh keeps coming out. I keep coming out, and they don't see you, they see me. Lord, I pray that you would help me just surrender it all and remove all the sin and the ugliness from my heart, Lord, and help me to be more like you, Lord, so that others see you and want to know you because of my love for you. In Jesus' name.
Restore to us, O Lord, this nation, the joy of our salvation, and uphold us with a willing spirit and restoration of all. Praise you, God, for who you are and all you've done.
I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me, and he heard my cry. He also brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my steps. He has put a new song in my mouth, praise to our God. Many will see it and fear and will trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust and does not respect the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord my God, are your wonderful works which you have done, and your thoughts toward us cannot be recounted to you in order. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than could be numbered. Sacrifice and offering you did not desire. My ears you have opened. Burnt offering and sin offering you did not require. Then I said, behold, I come. In the scroll of the book it is written of me, I delight to do your will, O my God, and your law is within my heart. O blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting. Amen, Lord. We praise your holy name. Lord, thank you for this fountain that you have opened to us, Lord. Oh, Lord, we pray your heart just swells with delight. Lord, as your children are coming to you, desiring that nothing, Lord, stand in the way of our relationship with you. Lord, we praise you for the gift of this season as you're drawing us with your cords of loving kindness close to your heart. We just want to lay our heads on your chest, Lord, and feel your heartbeat and love toward us in this season. Thank you, Lord, for your great love for us. We just want to love you more, Lord Jesus, with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, and with all our strength. We give glory in your holy and mighty name, Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts, our Savior and Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance toward you and give you his peace. Blessings to all of you. It was just sweet and here today. Just all the voices. It's a beautiful melody. The Lord's just spreading across this nation. You can just hear his song singing over us. I pray that you go out this afternoon in the joy of the Lord as your strength. And a reminder that we do not have services, prayer services this evening at 6. But please come for services at the church this evening. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. Blessings to you all. Go out in the joy of the Lord in Jesus' name.